people are voting today in Kansas, Missouri, Arizona, Michigan, and Washington State, picking nominees for a number of congressional and local races.
But there's also news that could impact voting representation going forward. The Census Bureau has confirmed it will wrap up its count a month early. It's a move that many fear could reduce the accuracy of the population count. NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wang broke this story last week, and the Bureau confirmed it last night. And Hansi, the census happens, as we know, every 10 years. The end date was initially postponed until late October because of the pandemic. Now the Bureau is saying that it will wrap up on September 30th. What reasons has the census given?
According to a statement the Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham posted on the Census Bureau's website last night, the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau, has directed the Bureau to speed up counting, to end it, cut it short a month early in order to meet a current legal deadline. There's a deadline set by federal law that says the Census Bureau, via the Commerce Secretary, has to present to the president the latest state population counts by December 31st of this year. And those are the numbers that are used to redistribute seats in Congress among the states. And that was a deadline the Bureau had said in April that it could no longer meet because of the pandemic, needed more time, has asked Congress to give it more time by extending that deadline into 2021. So far, Congress has not extended that deadline. Democrats have introduced legislation, but Republicans have not regarding those deadlines. And so the Commerce Secretary apparently is saying it is time to make this change to make sure we can meet that deadline.
Okay, let's break this down a little bit. NPR first reported that the agency had decided to cut short door-knocking efforts. What is the impact, though, of finishing early like this, and what populations could be most impacted by an undercount?
Well, one thing to keep in mind here is that, you know, through all this back and forth, career officials from the Census Bureau, including the associate director for the 2020 census and the associate director for field operations, has publicly stated that the Bureau, as early as May, they've said, can no longer meet this federal deadline of December 31st. Right. And by rushing to do it at this point, by not continuing to count through October 31st, there are concerns here that there would be great inaccuracy in the data that are collected, because we're at a point in the census with roughly 4 out of 10 households that have not yet responded to the census. Those 4 out of 10 households, roughly, are representative of historically undercounted groups who are less likely to respond on the census or on their own, and are really probably only going to get counted if a door knocker gets to meet them and tries to essentially convince them to do an in-person interview outside their home for about 5 minutes, trying to collect that information. And otherwise, the Bureau, if it winds up finding homes that are vacant or seem to be vacant or unresponsive, the Bureau has to rely on government records. And that way of relying on government records using statistical methods the Bureau has used before, but the Bureau might have to use it at a much to a much greater extent. And that could really hurt the accuracy, because those methods tend to overrepresent the white population while underrepresenting people of color.
Yeah. As we know, the Trump administration tried last year to get a citizenship question added to the census. The Supreme Court rejected that attempt. How does this week's news that the census will wrap up early fit into the bigger picture? I mean, the question everyone is asking is this change politically motivated?
You know, I've been covering the 2020 census, all the lead up to it, for more than three years now, and it has been a series of attempts by the Trump administration to have a very direct hand in how the census is carried out. To be very clear, there is no citizenship question on the 2020 census, even though the Trump administration tried very hard to get one onto the forms, and that just recently, last month, President Trump released a presidential memo calling for unauthorized immigrants to be excluded from the census numbers used to redistribute seats in Congress, even though the Constitution says the counting of the whole number of persons in each state. That's that's the people that should be counted in order to determine how many seats in Congress each state gets. So this latest move here, a lot of Democrats, a lot of census advocates, given what career officials have said about the need for more time, are really questioning why is there this push to not extend counting and what happens with Congress.
That's NPR's national correspondent, Hansi Lo Wang. Hansi, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Tanya.